Since last month's approval by the State Public Service Commission, Mark Williamson of American Transmission Company has been putting on a lot of miles negotiating with local governments.
We need to answer all their questions. They all want specific maps, and, you know, now it's time to talk turkey, but we'll start negotiations as soon as I get sort of all the information that everybody's asked me for together over the next month or two.
Williamson comes bearing gifts, $17.5 million, to counties and local governments. Douglas County will get the most, splitting $3.6 million with 9 localities, while Marathon County will get almost $3 million. Russ County, 2.25. Sawyer and Clark counties just under $2 million each, with lesser amounts for Washburn, Taylor, and Chippewa counties. Williamson thinks this will ease some of the opposition among county and local boards.
It does, and I also think that it's, you know, money that's sorely needed by those local municipalities, so they're much appreciative for that part of the statute.
But Save Our Unique Lands board member Mark Liebert says these one-time fees shouldn't detract from the other issues in this case.
It is the only incentive for counties, and remember, the counties need money. And so how do you make somebody take something that they really wouldn't take? You put a little sugar on it, and that's what they're after on this. And I think they're counting on to be a little greedy, maybe a little foolish, and to think that that money has no strings attached. It does.
Liebert says the strings mean reduced property values, less taxable land for counties, so fewer taxes are collected. He says American Transmission Company will recoup its payments from ratepayers statewide.
It'll be the entire state supposedly will pay a 1% surcharge to build the Arrowhead West End. And if you take that and you can go to different sites and come up with the dollar amount that Douglas County has in electrical use and then put a 1% surcharge on that, you'll come up with about $400,000 that will disappear from the county's coffers.
Meanwhile, American Transmission Company plans to start construction of the line from Duluth to Douglas County later this month. Williamson hopes construction in Wisconsin will begin next fall. Liebert says if counties deny access, as they have in the past, the line will never be built. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.